That's all that meant. But then, you know, it's just like today. We think we fight in what? War over what?
Oil.
No, we don't think we fight over oil, otherwise we wouldn't be in there. That's really what we're doing, but that's not it. But he told us point blank. He said it's a religious war. I mean, they kept telling him to keep changing, but he did tell us his heart. I mean, so that's what I go by, not the propaganda that they say, hey, retract that, make it look bad. But that's the truth. So immediately after the last conquest of the African, last African get thrown out of Europe, what happens immediately after that for the next 100 years? They start rewriting history. They started taking all the icons, all the statues, anything that documented that Europeans were conquered by Africans, and rewriting it. And making sure that anything that had to do with Africans having anything to do with Christianity, because that's in Europe now, run by Rome, so now it's a European religion, and now you anything that has to do with also what? Judaism. Okay? And so we have the European Jews. So they have to wipe out any African contributions to both. And that means you gotta what? Rewrite history. So we see that for 100 years they're rewriting history. And then 100 years, and then 22 years later, guess what they do? What they do? They announce that we've been using propaganda, folk, for the last 100 years. And we're going to still continue, and it's under the name of the church. I mean, this is them saying it. This ain't me making this stuff up. Now, what Bible was printed in 1610? No, the authorized. No, not just King James, the authorized King James. Because there were many Bibles out there. There were African books, there was Muslim, there was a lot of books out there. They said, whoa, we got to authorize, we got to say what you guys can read. Because if y'all read it all, y'all might, you know, you might start thinking. So, hey, this is what you can read, this and this only. And that's the authorized version. Okay? So, now this is what? 12 years before what? They announced that they're propagating propaganda. I said, oh my God. I said, that's what I said. History and all this stuff has to fit together. I mean, it does fit together. The question is, if you've been molded and shaped to believe in illusion, then there's no way you're going to think and see this. And it's right there. Now, let's get back to my book for a second. Just for a quick second there. Next paragraph. During the 1500s, 16th century, immediately after the last war, black African was defeated in Europe. In 1492, at the beginning of the 1500s, the authorized sanctioned scholar wasted no time in removing all traces of the black African presence in the formation of Judaism and Christianity. After 100 years of destroying, removing, and renaming all evidence of the black African formation of Judaism and Christianity, then this laid the foundation for what would happen a century later in the 17th century, the 1600s. One, the authorized King James Version of the Bible in 1611. And two, the official use of propaganda in 1622. So you see there? Just over a little bit of history, they rewrote everything. And they said that, hey, we're going to propagate. Now, people, don't take it wrong. We're propagating the faith. So make sure that you only propagate the authorized version of how things were and should be. And that's what they did. All the way to today. I mean, most of us, and that's why they authorize our what? Schools. That's why they authorize you to teach. That's why they give you authorization so that you can propagate what? The faith. Did you didn't know the school?